Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I'm so grateful that you are here and you're joining me. If you are new to Talk About It and don't know what it's about, it is a post-grad centered podcast, and I upload every single Wednesday. Before I get into this episode, I do just want to add, I have some really exciting, fun things coming up and would love for you guys to stay tuned. Some readjustments, some changes, nothing crazy, but some fun plans that I have for this podcast, and I would love for you guys to follow along with me. And so if you are not already, follow Talk About a Podcast on Instagram or on TikTok. I also have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to that to be up to date and be in tune with what's going on and what's changing within this podcast. I would love for every single one of your supports and just continue to engage with me every single week, you guys. I have, again, some really fun things coming up and would love for you guys to be a part of it. You guys, what a week it has been. To think that this upcoming week is the 4th of July week, I would never have guessed it. I am so exhausted, and I felt like last week was chaotic enough that having so much planned for this next coming week is super exciting to look forward to. 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays, but man, oh man, is it going to be a week. Not only just with work, but with additions to the schedule and just a lot of socializing. It is going to be one of those weeks. But you know what? I'm still super excited for it. And we have a really fun, really great topic for today. I have been wanting to talk about this topic for a while now, was not sure how to bring it up. Didn't know the kind of style that I wanted to go about it with, but I feel as though I am being called and spoken to in my own life to talk about this. And I am really excited for this episode, and I hope you guys love it as much as I love talking about it. So let's dive into our question. How are we doing? How am I feeling? What is up? What is new? What's going on? You know the drill. How am I feeling? How are you feeling? You guys, today and these past 2 days, this week has been chaotic, point blank period. But these past 2 days, I have felt like I have taken steps back in my healing process. And as much as I know that this is just opening up a new door in part of that healing, right? I feel like when we heal from something or someone, it's not linear. You go a step forward and then 3 steps back pretty frequently. But doesn't take away how frustrating and upsetting that is. And I think that right now I'm feeling all those feelings and everything I've worked towards have just kind of flooded back in. And I've tried and tried and tried to keep my gaze towards the future, right? Because I know that this is just going to make me stronger and this is all for the greater good in terms of my healing process. But I can't help but feel like everything that I've progressed for and everything that I've learned and created for myself has just kind of gone backwards now. And so I really want to talk about healing today. I really want to talk about the progress of it and what that kind of looks like and what it looks like in my life right now. And we all know that healing isn't linear. We all know that everyone is healing from someone or something. We all have things that we're trying to grow from, that we're trying to learn from, that we're trying to reflect our lives from. And I think that that's good, but no one really likes to talk about how hard it can be. And I feel like I am at such an important point of my life right now where how I choose and how I decide to heal from the situations that I have removed myself from will truly create the person that I want to be. And so I think that's why I'm so hard on myself, because when I see myself taking a step forward and 3 steps back, I feel further and further away from the person that I want to be and the lifestyle that I want to be living in and the mindset that I want to have and everything that I want to work towards. But I kind of want to give a little bit of reality to myself and to whoever's listening to this who also feels like they just aren't winning in this healing journey or they face a bump in the road on their journey. And I just want to talk about the reality of healing. So, with all that being said, let's talk about healing. I'm gonna cut right to the chase. Healing freaking sucks. It really does. It isn't until you are on the other side of healing from something that you feel grateful and that you are thankful for the opportunity that you were given and you can find a bright side. When you are healing from something, It is so incredibly hard to look at the bright side because there are so many things in your way, in your daily life, in your personal, in your mental, in your physical life that remind you of what you were trying to move on from. Whether, again, that is from something, some place, some person. We all have different things that we're trying to grow from and that we're trying to progress from and heal from. And I think what sucks most about healing is that the only true way to know that you have healed through something is one day you realize you have. Everyone says, time heals, give it time, eventually things will get better. And although I agree with that, it doesn't take away from how hard it is in the moment and how draining and how frustrating and how emotional it is. It's so repetitive. It's so exhausting. It's mentally, physically, emotionally draining. Healing, even though it opens up so many doors for you and creates a new version of yourself and welcomes a new position for you in life, it takes a lot to get there, and it isn't easy. One day, you could be feeling as though you're on top of the clouds and that you were above everything, and you are so thankful for the pain that you went through to get you to this position. And seriously, something could trigger you the next day. Something could happen. Someone could say something. And just like that, you take 15 steps back and you're back to square one. You feel like you have to heal all over again. And today has been one of those days for me. I feel like within my whole healing journey, right? And this journey has been going on for many years, okay? It hasn't just been these past 6 months of my life. It's been 2 years. It's been 3 years. I'm healing constantly from different things, right? It's not like you just snap your fingers or you wake up one day and everything that has ever brought you pain is just gone, right? You're constantly healing, and your outlet and your look onto certain things will always affect you. But today, I feel like I am nowhere near the clouds. I am brought back down, smack dab to earth, where pain and anxiety and fear has occurred. And it's crazy because just yesterday, I was just feeling on top of the world. And one little thing happened, and I'm immediately brought back down to my insecurities, my anxieties, my fears. And it's so hard because how do you avoid that? How do you just heal from something? What's the right way to heal? Is there a right way to heal? This episode doesn't have answers, okay? I think we all know, if you've listened to this podcast before, that I don't claim to know anything about the topics that I'm talking about, but I try to create the space where people can relate to it. And so even though I don't have all the answers, there are still things that I have been doing and things that I try to remind myself of to help me to heal and to help me to get to be where I need to be and mentally, physically, emotionally hold myself up when days bring me 12 steps back. So with that being said, I'm going to talk about the things so far that I've learned throughout my healing process. Take with that what you will. If you relate to something, let me know so that I know that I'm not alone and you know that you are not alone, because healing is freaking hard and there's no easy way to just cut corners. Unfortunately, when we heal from something, we have to heal the hard way. We have to take the long way around, even though it does freaking suck. We have to have these days. We have to have those moments and those people who bring things up and those triggers to allow us to continue to realize we haven't fully healed from that. So what can we do to continue to grow? What can we do to continue the path that we're on when there are roadblocks in the way, which there always will be? And I think that when we do that, we need to remember to give ourselves grace and remember to give ourselves love, to be there for ourselves and to not get mad at ourselves or things because we aren't fully healed, but to take it as an opportunity and a reminder that we are growing. And when we are healed from this, it will be 100% worth it. The first thing that I want to talk about that I have felt tremendously this past year, okay, was my heart posture as I've been healing versus earthly desires and earthly things that are in front of me. Okay, and this is what I mean by that. The things on this earth are temporary fixes. They aren't our everlasting desire of happiness and joy and freedom of peace. They are here to distract us. They are here for the temporary fix. They are here for a short term, right? When we approach them and we grasp onto them and hold onto them, they give us some sort of feeling, right? And I'm not just talking about certain things. I'm even talking about iPhones. I'm talking about shopping. I'm talking about flirting. I'm talking about materialistic things and the temporary fixes that we like in front of us, the things that we don't build a true foundation on. And it's easy to really devote all of your time, all of your energy, all of your heart into those things because they bring you temporary joy. They help distract you. But what ends up occurring is we fall right back into that hole that we dug for ourselves. We fall right back into those feelings and we cycle back to the root of our pain and the root of our frustrations and the root of our uncertainty. Because again, those things are temporary. Those things eventually will either leave us, they'll eventually break, they'll eventually die, they eventually won't have any status in this world. Things like money, fame, power, relationship, they are temporary. And even though that they're great and their own way, their temporary fixes, their earthly desires. I truly believe that when my heart posture, my mind, my spirit, my heart is fixated and turned towards the Lord, and I put in effort to spend time with Him, to listen to Him, to act on Him, to not give in to the easy temptations of the world, and instead to call on Him, I feel like my peace lasts longer. That I find more joy, that I find more clarity, that I find more love, happiness in my day-to-day. And those fears and those anxieties and those pains don't creep up on me as much as they used to. But that is when I actually act in my faith and I make it a daily decision right when I wake up to do the things that I know I need to do to continue my relationship with God. And what's hard, because I'm not perfect, and we as people aren't perfect, is things get in our way throughout the day that can reset and make those actions difficult to achieve in a regular basis, okay? What I mean by that is some days you might oversleep, and so it's harder to do your devotional in the morning, or you might wake up, feel so exhausted, so brain dead, that you don't feel like you can consume reading from the Bible. And so you're like, okay, I'm gonna do it before I go to bed. But then things come up, you end up not doing it. So there goes a day that you don't dive into the Word of God. Now you could pray throughout the day, but some days, you know, you might not want to pray on your way to work. Some days you might be listening to a song and you just might need, you know, some sort of like pop music to like get you going throughout the day. Or you're so busy, you're running around like a mad woman, or you run around on 90 and you can't seem to take 5 minutes to just sit and actually devote your time to Christ. And I'm saying these things because they're relatable. I'm saying these things because everyone feels this way. If this is something that you're wanting to do and you're wanting to put into your daily routine, your daily regimen, it's hard to do. No one said it's easy, but when I do it, my heart and my mind and my spirit are fixated on the right things in the world. And I'm not dependent on what is a temporary fix. And I feel like my healing doesn't become easier, but I don't notice the pain as much as I used to. And I don't notice the temptations that I have to take 3 steps back. I feel as though God guides me in a more steady pace towards what I'm trying to heal from. And even though I'm still not perfect for it, you guys, this past week was really hard for me to dig into my Bible. I'm going to be completely honest. I was trying to pray. I was trying to do my devotional and listen to some Christian music, but you know, my mind was desiring earthly desires. It was desiring house music. It was desiring, you know, watching a show. It was desiring sleep. It was desiring anything. And even though, unfortunately, that is a flaw in humanity, all I can do is force myself to reset my heart posture, to spend more time in the Word of God, to pray longer than I have, to ask for forgiveness, and to ask God for help. I think we often forget that God helps us when we ask him, that he is here to help guide us, not here to just sit back and watch us do what we're going to do. He's here to lead us and to show us all the glory and the goodness and the wonderfulness that he has to offer if we just listen. And so I think when you are going through those moments where you don't feel like your heart is focused on what you want it to be focused on, take a minute to realize and see if you are turning more to earthly desires. And if you are, ask God for help. My second thing, okay, is kind of relating to a topic and a discussion that I had talked about previously in terms of the story of why I created my podcast. I saw something that stated, you know, when someone tells you to do something, like your boss or something, you do it because you respect them and you get it done in a timely manner because they're asking it of you. But when you set things for yourself and you do things for yourself, it's harder for you to act on it in the time frame that you want to act on it, because things come up, you end up changing your mind, you remove things around because you aren't sure, and you, at the end of the day, turn into someone who might not respect yourself as much as you think you do because you aren't sticking to what you wanted for yourself. You're not acting with urgency and respect and goals, right? We all have goals for ourselves, but when we don't act on that and we don't respect ourselves to live that out to the fullest, we're never going to get there. And I think that that also relates to healing, okay? We all want to heal in the best way that we can. Now, there is no perfect way, right? But whatever that looks like to each of us, that's how we want to heal. Whether that is to become something, to move away from something, to learn from something, we all have things that we're healing through to ultimately exceed in a certain way. And one thing when it comes to healing is it's really easy to fall back into what you think could be good for you versus what you know you shouldn't do. And those what you shouldn't do's become a temptation, okay? I'm going to use the example of a relationship, okay? Because I think this is one that people can relate to the most. When you have or are going through a breakup with someone, it is so easy to fall back into texting that person, to finding any excuse to get into contact with that person, to sending them a Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, this reminded me of you, I just saw so-and-so text, or to be kind of flirty over social media and make it known, liking a story, liking an Instagram, saying things to certain people that know we'll get back to them, that kind of a thing, opening up that door. Not completely, but cracking it open to the point where if they wanted to, they could reach out to you. And if you are in good terms with someone that you have gone through a breakup with, I don't think that that's completely horrible. I think, you know, there's people who I still respect and I still have a great deal of love for and want the best for and would love to stay in contact with and will always support them. But there are people who I don't want nothing to do with. Truthfully, I think we all have those people who are just like, you know what? We're done. And I really do not want any contact with you. So when you have someone like that, that you should not probably be in contact with, and you are telling yourself, I don't want to talk to them. I shouldn't talk to them. I'm doing my own thing. I'm learning my own thing. I'm growing. I need to move away from that. I need to heal. And you break your healing cycle and you welcome them back into your life in a different way or allow them access to you again. You aren't, hear me out, you aren't respecting yourself as much as you should. You aren't respecting yourself and the process that you have in order to heal. You are allowing yourself and completely opening up all control and any sort of strength that you had built up to just throw it all away. You are allowing yourself to take three steps back. And I'm not shaming you. I'm not condemning you. I'm not convicting you. I'm just telling you, you are making it so much harder for yourself to rise above. You are making it so much harder for yourself to grow, to become that person that you want to become. When you open up that door back to someone or something that you need to close the door from, you are taking three steps back. Because if we know anything, they will always try to reach out. They will always try to say something. They will always come back, okay? If you leave that door open, something will happen. Something. Whether it is, I miss you, whether it is, how you been, whether it is, happy birthday, right? I don't care. You are leaving that door open for something to happen. And that's all a personal preference. If you are someone who's like, you know what, I low-key want something to happen, like, LOL for the plot, okay, cool. If you are someone who's like, no, I need to heal from this, and like, I genuinely don't want this person in my life, you need to respect yourself enough to not let that person have access to you. And even though no contact is hard, I think the one thing that helped me the most, because I went no contact, I'm going to be completely honest and a little bit vulnerable about my relationship and what was going on. I chose right off the bat to be in no contact because I needed that. Because if I kept having this person in my life, I would never heal the way I wanted to heal. I needed to get out of that situation and to do my own thing and not allow him access to me for my own good. And truthfully, what helped me with that was he was never going to say what I wanted him to say. He was never going to apologize for what I wanted him to apologize for. We were never going to find the closure that we needed in order to move on from the relationship. It would have been, let's meet, let's talk. He wouldn't have said what I wanted him to say and never would have moved on fully from it. I would have still left being like, I need more closure. Like, it doesn't feel like there's closure. It doesn't feel like I received what I needed to receive. I didn't want that for myself. I don't need closure. We broke up. Closure. It's over. Closure. That's all I needed. And so for me, I made the hard decision to completely cut ties. And if I'm going to be completely honest, that was the best decision of my life. I am so glad I chose to do that. I feel like I healed so much better than I would have if I kept good terms with the guy. Now, it doesn't mean that when you do that, it doesn't make other things harder. Because it does. Still does. We're still healing. But in that way, I am very thankful that I said to myself, this is what I'm going to do. And I did not waver or turn my head to the possibility of changing that. And I think that whatever that means for you, because again, I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm not here to convict you or tell you you're not doing what you should be doing. No, we're all healing in our own way. Everyone's process is different. But if you are someone who wants to heal a certain way and you have certain things for yourself that you don't want to waver on, all I'm going to say is respect yourself enough to stick to it. That's all I'm going to say. Another thing that really helped me was surrounding myself with people who have my back, okay? I have felt like the people who are in my life and who have gone through this healing stage with me are people who are my ride or dies, that if I needed them, they would be there in a heartbeat. They would be there to fight the battles for me, that I wouldn't have to lift a finger. All I would need to do is give them a look, give them a saying, tell them I need help, and they would help me. And I think that that was something too, that healing alone can cause other issues. And I think healing alone is necessary because we need to heal ourselves. We need to be dependent on ourselves, and we can't become dependent on other people. But having a community that helps you heal and helps you become the best version of yourself, you guys, night and day. From previous things that I've healed from to healing from certain things now, having people who have my back and who will stand behind me and help me to fight my battles, and I will help them to fight their battles, it's night and day. Because you have people who will hold you accountable. You will have people who will check up on you, who will love you, who will help you fill what you are missing in your life because you are trying to heal from something that you are removing from your life, who will bring those little joys, who will help you with your routine, who will inspire you to do more, to become better, to speak better, to act better, who will help you when you need to vent, right? When you need to talk about certain things, who will listen. And the best thing about that is those people who are there for me, I will do the exact same thing when they need me. I will be there. I will be behind them. I will help support them. I will help protect them. I will help guide their heart. And I think it's so easy to only focus on healing when you are alone, but recognize the people who are around you and helping you heal as well. My fourth thing when it comes to healing that I am still working on, if I'm going to be completely honest, is allowing myself to not get fixated on the things that I'm trying to heal from. And what I mean by that is, it's really easy when something happens to allow it to affect everything. When I have been exposed to things that I'm trying to heal from, I'll lose sleep. Days of anxiety will follow me, and I will feel like I'm struggling to get back to where I was before that. Because my mind will continue to remind me, it will continue to bring up new things and old things and insecurities and fears and etc. It just will continue to kind of bother me. But I think when I realize that I don't need to be fixated on these things, it's easier and quicker for me to let it go, okay? And removing fixations from your life is really, really hard, hence why I said I still struggle with it. But I feel the need to fixate on things when I need to be in control, when I use it as a coping mechanism, and when I have a little bit of wavering issues with my self-esteem. I feel as though when it comes to being in control, I fixate on things because I want to control the outcome of it. I want to either fix it, solve it, make it better, put pieces back together, etc., because I want things to be right. I want to control the way things are in my life and what I'm thinking. And when things aren't going the way I want them to go or they're broken, I feel out of control. I feel like I don't have control over things. When it comes to the coping mechanism, right? Coping, okay. I end up fixating on something and something replays over and over in my mind. I get emotional. I get anxious about it. And then eventually I'm coping and I'm healing a process and an idea in my brain that might not be right. Meaning, for example, if I saw this guy that I dated, if I ran into him, I would be replaying it over and over and over again in my mind. And feelings of anger and etc. might become up in my brain and might proceed to affect my mood and affect the way I see things. And I'll use it to almost charge my day and energize my day, but I'm not using the right things to start my day, if that makes any sense. I'm using feelings that are painful and frustrating and difficult and that I don't completely understand to guide my day when I should be following other desires and things that truly have depth to them to fuel my day. I cope using these feelings that I don't understand, and I allow them to control me and what I think and what I feel and what I want for my life, that eventually I'll look back at those days that I was using those feelings and I'll be like, why did I feel that way? I feel like I wasted so much energy on something that I shouldn't have even allowed to bother me in the first place. If I was to just not be fixated on that, I would be able to heal quicker and move on quicker. But instead, I spent 2 days letting that drill me and letting it affect me and letting it push me to do things and act a certain way that wasn't how I wanted to act or wasn't how I wanted to be or see myself or remember things. It creates a cycle in my brain that isn't healthy. Moving on to this last thing that I've learned when it comes to healing, okay, these are 5 things, is that this is kind of my position, okay, in terms of when I am surrounded by people who are seeing me heal, okay? This is a position to think of yourself as, yeah? The way you talk, the way you react, the way you walk, the way you hold yourself speaks years into your character. It shows people the kind of person that you are. And even though we all have weak moments, even though we all have moments of frustration and anger and resentment and sadness and weakness, right? When we show a certain side of ourselves, we are showing the people around us what our heart is telling us and the way that we feel and the way that we're walking and the way that we're thinking about certain things. And if I'm going to be completely honest, it matters. There are people who are going to be there for you, but at the end of the day, if you take advantage of that and you show them a side of you that they might question in the future, such as hateful, insecure, someone who doesn't want to give grace, if you show them a side of yourself that isn't truly what your heart is, right? Those things aren't our hearts, they aren't who we are deep down, they're reactions and emotions that come up based off of what happens in our life. If you push that to the center of your core and act on that, I'm just going to tell you right now, you might lose some people, okay? Because the way that you react, the way that you hold yourself, the way that you speak about people, even when people have done wrong to you, will speak lengths to how people view you and your character. And there are so many times where, you know, I'll end up having a short moment, or I'll end up reacting a way that isn't truly what's in my heart. And again, we all have those moments, so I don't want to inflict fear on anyone. I'm just trying to share accountability and awareness for yourself and how you act and how you speak. When I say certain things, even if they're not as bad as they could be, I still will sit there and be frustrated that I acted a certain way, be frustrated that I let something bother me, be frustrated that I made that about me, and that there was a possibility that I took away a really fun opportunity because I was healing and something bothered me and I allowed my emotions and my reactions to drive my feelings. No one said that this process was easy, but the one thing that you have control over is how you react, how you hold yourself, the ways that you show people your heart and what is in your heart. That is what you have control over, and that is what we should be focusing on. We cannot control what is surrounding us, what we end up seeing, right? If you end up running into something, if something happens to you, if something reminds you of what you were healing from, we don't have control over that. But what you do have control of is how you react and how you hold yourself. Concluding this episode, you guys, I want to again reinstate that healing is not linear, okay? If you were to ask me 3 days ago how I was, I would say I am 100% the best I have been. I am living my life. I am doing what I want to do. I am thriving, okay? My phrase in this moment of my life is I'm up. Yeah, like I'm up, you guys. Like I'm getting there, right? I was down. I was down to the ground, and now I'm up. But all it takes is one thing to completely shift the way that we walk, unfortunately, when it comes to healing. And I think that taking a second for me to just remember the things that I have learned in this process has become very peaceful for me, because it's easy to forget those things. It's really easy to forget what's been in front of you and what you've learned and what you've seen and what has changed in your heart and how you have grown throughout the process of healing from something. And I want every single one of you listening to this to know that you are not alone, that healing is freaking hard. And take a minute and take a moment, if you are healing from something or someone, to give yourself some love and to know that what you are healing from right now, you are going to look back at it and, again, be so grateful that you went through what you were going through. And I know it freaking sucks right now, because that is not, we're not at that point yet. We're not at that point where we can look back and be grateful for the pain that we went through and the moments and the days that we spent on feeling like we're just not getting anywhere. But I will let you know, I'll be a reminder that eventually these days that we felt like we were five steps back, you won't remember them. You'll be grateful for everything that you had to feel and everything that you went through to get to where you need to be and to be as strong as you are in that moment. But just know this is such an important point in your life, and you can't cut corners. You have to allow yourself to feel. You have to have respect for yourself. You have to focus on where your heart posture is. You have to surround yourself with people who are there for you. You have to fight to not be fixated on what is dragging you down and instead hold your head up high. This episode has truly been therapy for me, if I'm going to be completely honest. It is such a great reminder. And again, I am not a therapist. I am not a professional when it comes to anxiety and frustrations and healing, right? This is just me and my own personal journey as I'm healing through the things that are changing in my life and what is going on. But again, you are not alone. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you, even if you are not healing from something, even if this is just a reminder of something that you've healed from, or you are getting ready to possibly make a decision where you'll need to go into healing, I hope that this episode was something that made you think and made you love yourself even that much more for being the strong person that you are. And I want to remind you that if you did enjoy this episode and you related with something that I spoke about or that I'm going through or that you heard today, please let me know. Leave a comment, leave a message, DM me, reach out to me. I would love to engage more with you guys. And I hope that you resonated with this message. Stay in touch with all of the news and everything that I have coming up, you guys. I have some really, really, really fun things planned that I want to share and show with you guys that I think you guys are going to really enjoy. Just in terms of just growing this podcast and figuring out the vibe and where I want to be and what I want this podcast to be. I feel like we have a really good base, but it only goes up from here. I love, 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 love you guys so, 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 so very much. Thank you for spending this day with me. I will see you very, very soon. Bye.